This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine by November 1st. November 1st is also 2 days before the presidential election. The McClatchy News Service was the first to report that the CDC had sent out a four-page memo on August 27th for health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st. Plans would need to coincide with the earliest possible release of a COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC memo said healthcare professionals, employees of long-term care facilities, and other essential workers, plus national security employees, should receive initial priority for a new vaccine. As United States health officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. Scientists are expressing confidence that effective vaccines will be developed and much sooner than anyone could have hoped. More than 170 countries are participating in negotiations overseen by the WHO and involving the Vaccine Alliance, a group founded by Bill and Melinda Gates. The U.S. has declined to participate in the initiative, partly because it is led by the WHO, which the Trump administration accuses of mishandling the outbreak in the first place. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. Now his presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will go on Thursday. Biden will hold a community meeting focused on healing in Kenosha. President Trump walked along the streets where buildings were damaged or destroyed during civil unrest spawned by a white officer shooting a black man. Read our coverage of the visits on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Both of the 2020 presidential candidates are scheduled to be in Pennsylvania on September 11th. They will pay tribute to the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Pennsylvania is a key battleground state on the site of a memorial in Shanksville, where Flight 93 crashed into a field. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both visit to commemorate the 19th anniversary of 9/11. Although it's not clear yet how their visits might be staggered. Because of COVID-19, the National Park Service is holding an abbreviated ceremony this year, a 20-minute tribute in which the names of the passengers and crew members will be read aloud with the ringing of the bells of remembrance. Russia has a message for the West. Don't rush to judgment after the poisoning of prominent Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin said Thursday there were no grounds to accuse it of the crime. The statement comes a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned by a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Talks of punishing Russia have intensified, though an EU executive said Thursday the bloc would not impose swift new sanctions, stressing that Moscow had to ensure a thorough probe. But European Union leaders did not mince words in expressing their condemnation of the suspected poisoning of Navalny. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European special forces plan to begin fighting against Islamist militants alongside Malian troops in the coming weeks. This despite a military coup that overthrew President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. French officials made that statement Thursday. The junta is consulting on a transition plan with Mali's political parties and civil society groups. On Wednesday, it replaced senior military officials appointed from the previous administration. Former colonial power France has more than 5,100 personnel spread across the region, with a large portion in Mali operating against rising militancy. A prominent British human rights lawyer is convening an independent tribunal in London to investigate whether the Chinese government's alleged rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims in the far western Xinjiang region constitute genocide or crimes against humanity. We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.